Welcome to Making the Difference, a series of programmes from Mary Immaculate College about students and staff, past and present, who have made a difference in some way to the world today. Each episode acts as recognition to a different person for the great and often unrewarded work that they do in their day-to-day lives. Let's hear from today's candidate.
My name is Maria Larkin and I'm a fourth year Bachelor of Arts student in Mary Immaculate College. I'm from Limerick originally, and before I came to Mary I kind of had dreams of going to Dublin, and the only reason I changed my mind was because first of all, Mary I was close and I could stay at home for a while and save a bit of money, and secondly I wanted to go away for a third year. So my original plan was to go to DCU and do media up there, but then when I heard about the department that Mary I have, I decided to stay, and that way I could do media and then head away for third year and come back and finish. So the very first day that I came here, Pater Cremin gave his, you know, welcome to Mary I speech, and one of the things that I don't think I'll ever forget, it was, Mary I is the type of college that people hold doors open for each other and smile and say hi in the corridor even if you don't know each other. And he was so right. It's exactly the type of college it is. It's small, but there's still a lot of people in it, and there's no problem with just randomly saying hi to people that you've never met before in your entire life, because they'll do the exact same back to you. So I always found that really, really nice. And then about a week or two into college, I was walking in the front door, and lo and behold, who was behind me but Pater Cremin. And I held the door open for him, and he was like, that's exactly what I'm talking about, I'll remember you. And I was like, getting in with the president. But it's just a nice small environment, and people get on really well. I'm studying media and English here at the moment, and the reason I decided to choose them was because I obviously had a like for English when I was in secondary school, but obviously media wasn't the biggest subject in secondary school at all. But I had a lot of contact with Limerick Youth Theatre when I was a teenager, and we used to do, other than plays, we used to do installations and films and loads of little projects like that, and I always kind of found filming stuff really interesting and radio stuff really interesting. So I thought the only way of kind of getting around that was to go and do media and open my horizons that way. English is English, and I never really wanted to be a teacher, but it's always good to have it as a background. When I was in second year, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do, and I had ideas of going to Denver and various other places in America, and it was always America that I wanted to go to because I have a lot of friends over that way and I wanted to travel a bit. But basically the email went out from the placement office saying, oh, there's so many scholarships going for these various places, and Texas was just one of those, wait a second, Texas, you're gonna go and live there? I mean, it's just ridiculous that anyone that says, oh, you were in Houston, they think you were in Dublin. You know, no, I was in Texas. And they're like, what? So I applied for it, and I had to go through an interview process and do personal statements and all these kind of little personal essays, and by the end of it I was like, I hadn't a clue whether I was going to get it or not. And they rang me about a week or two after I'd done, said, yeah, you got it. I was like, yeah, sweet. So it was really, I wasn't expecting it. I mean, you don't expect it in such a small college that you kind of can get singled out so easily, or even in any college really. But I was like walking along the corridors, and some of my lecturers were going, oh, we got the update today, you're going to Texas, well done on your scholarship. And I was like, wow, how did you find out? I only found out like 20 minutes ago, you know. But it was like, there's a great sense of accomplishment in it, and the opportunity alone was just amazing, and I had an absolutely fantastic time when I was there. Americans are pretty welcoming anyway, and they all love the Irish, but Southerners are just like, even, it's a whole different world altogether. I ended up working for the Centre for Irish Studies in the college, and basically because I was Irish, was like the added bonus. You know, I knew things about Ireland because I lived there. And I even got to go to the Irish Annual Gala, which like tables are $10,000 to go to. And I got to go for free just because I worked for them and got to dress up, got to get my hair done and all this. It was really, really cool. And something I'd never expected to even go to. So I was just surrounded by these like hundreds of rich Houstonian people coming over to me being like, oh my God, real Irish person. Ah. And they kind of like, oh my God, do you always wear these kind of clothes? And I was like, yeah, we don't actually wear tweed and, you know, iron jumpers. But yeah, it was like definitely treated like royalty, which obviously they're not going to say no to that any day. While I was in Texas on my scholarship and I was working for the Centre for Irish Studies, my boss basically would bring me to different talks that were going on around the little cities around Houston itself. And I ended up talking at a function that was being held by the Irish American Heritage Association, which is an absolute tongue twister when you're trying to say it quickly. And it was really strange because there's a lot of really old Irish American people. And I kind of had to stand up and say, yeah, my name is Maria Larkin and I'm blah, 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 you know. Tell them all about myself and what I was doing and how I was helping where I was in Houston. But I really was, in a lot of ways, an ambassador because, like, I ended up meeting the people from the MC in Chicago. I was the go-between for a lot of different organizations that would have worked through the center. So, like, I basically was like you said, I was like totally looked upon as this little toy that everyone could ask those questions and, you know, get all these really quirky Irish isms out of it, you know. And it was cool. I mean, the college itself had Irish speaking classes and Irish music classes and stuff like that, and there was one professor that was actually from Cavan, and she was really, really nice. It seems like they all thought I was going to know way more, which I maybe did, maybe didn't. It was one of those things, you'd be in a social situation with a lot of people and you'd be chatting about something and da 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 da, and it just seemed any time I had something to say, everyone would just like stay silent and like listen to everything. Every single word that came out of my mouth was like gold, you know. It's kind of like, okay, I realise my accent is different, but it doesn't make me any smarter than you, you know? But yeah, it's really, really funny how you're like, it seems like you're a whole different league, but you're not at all. You're the exact same as them. You're in college, you're a student, you know, same kind of background, except for mine was Irish and yours was just American. So yeah, it's different. I started with Limerick Youth Theatre when I was 16, and it's basically a 2-year course that you do over weekends and then a summer show. And you audition for it, and if you get in, you work away with it or whatever. So I did my first 2 years, and that was supposed to be the end of it. And in that space, I had done 2 or 3 plays and made like little short films and stuff, and did installations for the Unfringed Festival and loads of things that were going on in the Bell Table and all that kind of stuff. But I then ended up going back for a 3rd year as a mentor member to kind of do extra things with first years. It was done on a first, second year kind of basis. And then after that, I was asked to be on the steering committee. So they're basically, it's like 6 or 7 people that monitor what goes on with Limerick Youth Theatre, like as a board, basically, and then have input in what they should or shouldn't be doing or what's working, what isn't working. And then aside from being on the steering committee, I also work as stage manager with them for a lot of the shows that they do, or production manager. So I'm working on one at the moment and it's going to be on pretty soon, but keeps me busy, and it's nice to have it in conjunction with college, especially with media. There's always something going on. And even like having done musicals in college here as well, like you've done them yourself, like getting to know Mike Finneran came in really handy with other shows that I was doing, finding props and set and all that kind of stuff. So like Mary, I can't like say any more but good words about them. You have to be 16 to join Limerick Youth Theatre, and a lot of when I was younger, I would have spent a lot of time around town hanging out with my friends, and some of them wouldn't have been 16, or, you know, it's between 16 or 23. So when they saw how much I was involved with it, and they were like, oh, you know, that'd be really cool if I was doing it too. And I was like, yeah, go for it. It's probably one of the best experiences I've ever had. And I definitely grew up so much from experiencing the amount of things that I did through them. So, I mean, a lot of, like, my neighbours' children and friends' children have all ended up going to it. And, like, every year that I work on something with them, I definitely know at least two of the cast already because I've watched them grow up. Or, you know, it's not, I'm not saying that I'm old or anything, but, you know, the few-year difference kind of makes it, really. I love being on stage. I love acting, I love singing, I love doing all that kind of stuff. But I also love the technical side of things. I love doing lighting and I love doing production and all that kind of thing. So, like, obviously the dream is always going to be, oh, I'd love to be an actress and I want to get famous and all this kind of thing. But, yeah, that's there. But the realistic part of me is going, yeah, you should probably think of something that's a little bit more stable. So I hope to get into production, to film or TV production, and maybe a little bit of voiceover work. I've always kind of wanted to do stuff for cartoons. So I don't know, we'll see. Do you know the song Hey by the Pixies? Yeah, that's my Mary Eye song. Only because when I was in first and second year, there was a group of us that used to hang around together. And every so often we'd go into the music rooms and we'd bring our guitars and all that kind of stuff. And that was the staple song that would be played every time. So it's one of those songs that will always remind me of Mary Eye, for sure. If you go,
I will surely die. This programme was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland's Sound and Vision funding scheme. Wired FM would like to thank everybody involved in making the series.